If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In this episode, we will talk about a recent trial in Spain where Infanta Cristina, sister of King Felipe, became the first member of the Spanish royal family to have ever faced a trial. Together with her husband Iñaki, she was accused of defrauding taxpayers' money. Brittany Barger, Europe editor for Royal Central, would talk us through what actually happened and what Iñaki's prison sentence will mean for the family and for the future relations to the crown. So George, we're back with our third episode, and it's been quite a week with the great pickup on iTunes recommending us as new and noteworthy. What do you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really extremely exciting. I couldn't believe it when you sent me the news. I mean, it's just like the visibility that it gives us is amazing. And now we have a guest from Tennessee.
So there are more than two people in this relationship.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Diana phrase?
No, I mean, she said that three was a crowd, and we don't believe in that. We
no,
believe
right.
The more the merrier.
Absolutely. But it's also our angle, because we're both from the media background, we really like to bring in people who have interesting stories to tell. And our guest today is from Royal Central, and it's a website that I can really highly recommend for people who are interested in all the royals around the world. They got some good articles on a regular basis. But I also have to mention that our listeners have logged in from pretty much all over the world. It's incredible. We have United Kingdom, Ireland, United States, and Spain and Canada as our top five. But it's, you know, the list goes on and on. It's Vietnam, it's Turkey, Mexico, Greece, Belgium, Argentina, Poland, Israel, Ghana. It's everywhere, and it's brilliant. Really enjoy
it. Yeah, no, it's very exciting. It was a great idea, and, you know, thank you for having me on, and I'm very happy to take part, and hopefully one day we'll be able to take it from every 2 weeks to 1 week, and you know, it's going to be good.
Brilliant. Let's bring on our first guest.
So with us on the phone we have Brittany Barger, Europe editor for Royal Central. It's a site that I love, very informative. Everything that you want to know about the royals you can get from Royal Central. So I will let Brittany tell us a little bit more about the website and how she got there in the end, because that's also very interesting. So Brittany, it's to you now.
It started in 2012, and it was actually started just as a after the Diamond Jubilee. And it started basically as a Twitter account called Royal Facts UK. And it was just dedicated at the time to tweeting facts about the monarchies around the world. And from there, it grew to where we were writing articles not only, you know, about the British royals, but the Swedish, the Norwegian, the royals all across the world. And now we have over 1 million readers per month, and we have authors and all over the world. We have one in India, Canada, the United States, Belgium, Norway. We have them everywhere.
Excellent. And what about you? Because you do sound from across the Atlantic.
I am from the state of Tennessee in the United States, so that probably explains my southern accent. I started following Royal Central online, mm-hmm. and then I began blogging in January of 2016, and was promoted to the Europe correspondent in June, and then Europe editor by October.
What a career. Excellent. So Linnea, now what is your topic today?
So it's really good having the American input here, because we noticed from our figures that apart from the UK and Spain, UK is our second largest audience. So brilliant to have your angle on our European topics here. So today's topic is on the trial of Infanta Cristina of Spain and her husband, the former Olympic handball player Iñaki Urdangarin. 51-year-old Infanta Cristina is first member of the Spanish royal family to ever have had a face trial. Let's go back to the beginning and talk about how it all started. So Cristina is the youngest daughter of Juan Carlos, the former king of Spain, and his wife, ex-queen Sofia, who's originally obviously Greek. She married Iñaki, the former handball player, in 1997. I remember the wedding, actually. It was quite a lavish ceremony in Barcelona, and they got the titles Duke and Duchess of Parma. The couple has four children, ranging from 11 to 17, and I kept thinking when I read up on this trial that it must have been an incredibly painful experience for the whole family, especially for the children as well. We have bear this in mind. So going back to what this trial is about, so Cristina and Iñaki were accused of defrauding taxpayers' funds through embezzlement and money laundering in the excess of £4.5 million. It was through the non-profit organisation of the Noose Institute. Cristina is a member of the board, and Iñaki served as the director. And Cristina has been accused of using the money from the organisation for personal expenses, and Iñaki on tax fraud and money laundering. Brittany, can you talk us through what actually happened and what they did wrong here?
Iñaki and his business partner, Diego Torres, they were accused of hugely overcharging regional governments. We all heard it was the Balearic Islands and Valencia, but I also found out that it was actually the city of Madrid was included as well. And these governments participated in different sporting events organized by the Noose Institute. So the details of this case emerged in 2011, and that is when the charges were first brought against him. Another major point for the Spanish royal family, a turning point for their popularity, was when Juan Carlos was pictured on an expensive hunting trip in Botswana, and this was at the height of Spain's economic crisis. So the trial began in January of 2016, and charges were not brought against her until June of 2014. Cristina argued that she knew nothing of her husband's actions, which is not surprising, and that she also denied that she was an accessory to tax evasion. So it turned out to be this huge case in Spain. 15 other people were also indicted besides Cristina and Iñaki. And Cristina was accused of making personal use of the funds to pay for her clothes and dance lessons for their children.
Ouch.
And this was also done for work on their Barcelona mansion, lowering the firm's taxable income. So during her her court hearing in February 2014, before, you know, the official charging of her, she said she took her husband at his word, which, you know, that's natural. You're going to want to believe what your husband is saying, you know, that he's innocent. But during the 6 hours of questioning, she replied with, I don't know, 188 times. And I don't remember, for 55 times.
It doesn't look good, does it?
No, it does not. I personally have a hard time believing she didn't know a little bit of what was going on, but clearly there was not enough evidence to prove that in the case. So, yeah.
But do you believe the fact that she was not charged? I mean, the prison sentence was not required against her. Is it because of her status, or because really they wanted to protect? I mean, she's been stripped of her titles. The streets which were named after her have now changed their names. Is she almost in exile in Geneva? Another question is, where will he spend his sentence? And they are talking about her moving to Portugal as well, so she could be close to a jail where he could end up. I mean, it's just like hugely embarrassing for everyone. Has this changed the way that the Spanish public sees the royal family? Or they've managed to sort of damage control and they cut themselves off that branch? It'd be interesting to hear what you think about it.
I think it really has damaged the public's view of the monarchy. I think it was El País did a survey back in 2013, and the royal family's approval rating was 3.68 out of 10. And it has improved a little bit since then, but it's going to be interesting to see if now the results of the case cause it to take a nosedive. I think, in part, maybe it did play, her title and status did play a little bit into whether or not she served jail time. But I think most of the evidence, you know, pointed to her husband being the guilty party. So I wasn't surprised by how it turned out.
And what do you think is next for Cristina and her family? Will they stay married, or will they stay in Geneva, or perhaps Portugal, as George mentioned, or where will they live in the future? Is Spain a no-go zone for them?
I would say Spain is a no-go zone. After Cristina's trial was completed, she was heard saying, you know, couldn't wait for the trial to be over and for the verdict to be announced so that she never had to return to Spain again. So I would say that she won't be in Spain very often. There will either be in Geneva or Lisbon, Portugal, if Inaki is put into prison close to the Portuguese border. And they've also said that their children may be sent here to the United States for privacy, which I think may be one of the best things for them. So I think they will stay married.
At least for the time being. But right. I mean, it's like I've read somewhere as well. I mean, it's been a major coverage everywhere. I mean, it is the first time that hasn't happened, you know, to anyone for at least 100 or maybe 200 years, you know. And I was just like now wondering, I mean, they believe they're scapegoats. That, you know, because of their name and titles, the justice was a lot harder on them than they would have been otherwise. But you believe it's true, or it's just the case of somebody who's embezzled and who just deserves to go to jail?
I think it's a case of, you know, embezzlement, someone who does deserve to jail. And actually, Inaki got a lesser sentence than what was being requested. The prosecutor had requested 19 and a half years. Wow. And he's only getting 6 years and 3 months. So I think the punishment could have been a lot harsher. In this case, you know, justice, in my opinion, was served. I think, you know, he and his business partner were guilty of what they've been accused of, personally.
Are they going to appeal? Or have they appealed?
Their attorney has said that there are strategies in place to appeal. Prosecutor actually asked for Inaki to pay €200,000. That was what the prosecutor had requested. However, the judge turned that down based on the fact they don't believe that he is at flight risk, that he would try to flee the country or anything. But he is going to be required to report on the first of every month in Geneva to the authorities, and he has to notify them of any type of residential change, no matter how small. However, the prosecutor, it came out, I believe, 2 days ago, and I read it on El País in Spain, that the prosecutor is now going to appeal to the Supreme Court to get Inaki more prison time. So we'll have to see how that works out in the future.
Wow, so if they appeal, it could actually work out in to their disfavor rather than helping them out.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So I've read on the New York Times that she is working for the Aga Khan Foundation in Geneva. I hope they got the information right. But what does he do now? I mean, it's 6 years of going back and forth, lawyers, so it must cost him fortune. And not being from a very wealthy family. I mean, just for the record, he's from a sort of pretty humble Basque family. And his mother was actually from Belgium, from Antwerp,
hence
the Livart name. But yeah, people must have asked, where's the money coming from?
I've not read where, you know, it is. I would assume, you know, Christina's going to have plenty of money on her own from being part of the royal family. So I would assume she is the one being able to fund all the attorneys and court costs.
But isn't that also what baffled people, the fact that they had money to start with? But I also heard a really interesting thing, and I heard it on Aftonbladet TV, how apparently during the wedding of Letitia and Philippe, so now the king and queen of Spain and her brother, obviously, Philippe asked Christina to go and pick up the Gaisbringer wedding ring. It was the Gaisbringer, I believe it was. And and Inaki went to pick it up. He paid for it on a card that was attached to this organization. And for quite a few years now, Letitia hasn't worn her engagement ring. Because it was paid for, it was obviously paid back, you know, he didn't pay for it. But she does not wear her engagement ring anymore. So that's an interesting fact, you know, it filters through and it shows in many different aspects.
Oh, yes. And I mean, and I think if I was in her situation, I probably wouldn't wear the engagement ring either, just because of who it's been associated with. And, you know, their approval rating, you know, has been so low anyway. You know, I think they're damage control. Like, so they don't want to do anything to damage their image anymore. So I think she is erring on the side of caution and just not wearing it.
So what about her relationship with her brother, King Philippe of Spain? Christina was notably absent from the ceremonies marking Philippe's ascension to the throne in June 2014. It was after her father, Juan Carlos, abdication. She's widely been seen to brought shame to the family. So is this repairable? Will she, in a few years to come, sort of be back on the scene and family occasions and so?
That's really hard to to determine. This case was partially blamed for the reason that Juan Carlos did abdicate. So, you know, it was no surprise that she wasn't at, you know, the ceremony. You know, she's not been seen at any type of family function, any vacations. And I mean, maybe a few years down the road, you know, they can mend some fences. But I think there's a lot of bitterness there because of, like you said, the shame that her actions have brought onto the family. So I think it'll be a while before the relationship is repaired, if it ever is.
Thank you, Brittany, for joining us and for talking us through this. It's really interesting having your aspect as European editor for the Royal Central. And you're clearly very knowledgeable and really enjoy talking to you. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.